Getting set for the state playoffs, Class 8 player. We are talking with Woodbine head coach Dustin Crook with us right now. Coach, you know, obviously you guys did not play this past Friday. Got a little, you know, bye week heading into the playoffs. So tell me a little bit about, you know, that and kind of, you know, how you handle that as a coach. I know you're not definitely used to bye weeks during the season. What was that? What was that like for you guys?
Yeah, kind of odd not having a game on Friday night. But we treated the week to a little bit like a deload. Still make sure we ran through all our normal stuff, not to get too rusty. Had a Friday morning practice. Got a lot of good work out of the guys all week. Worked on a lot of fundamental stuff. So rested up some guys that needed a little bit of rest, but nothing major. Try to make the most of it. We sure would have liked to have a game, but that's how it worked out.
Certainly, you know, you're used to, you know about the postseason. You guys have played in it recently. What are some things that you feel your team has that, you know, kind of plays well when it comes to postseason football?
Yeah, this group, our group of seniors and juniors, the more that going into this year have the experience of being there for the last couple of years, which is going to be big for us. So they're going to have to be able to use those experiences to make sure that they're ready and ready for those moments. I think that's a big thing on that end of it.
Good. Coach, when it comes to, you know, this season as a whole, you know, pretty well dominant leading into the playoffs, and you guys, of course, have you haven't been quiet, or you've been honest about your goals for this team. So I guess just to have them get to this point, the way that they've got to this point, I mean, what has that said about this group?
Yeah, they worked hard. We finished up last year, felt like we didn't play our best game and exited early from the playoffs. So that very next meeting that we had, as we finished up last year, our goal was to make sure that we put ourselves in better position. One of that was to make sure that we're at home for the playoffs. And they've done a good job of setting that up. So, by putting ourselves in a position and with our play, to guarantee as we move through the playoffs that we'll be at home. They worked really hard on the little details and focus and knowing that we're going to prepare each week, take that week seriously, and move on one game at a time. And they really did a good job all year, that one game mentality. So proud of the guys on that. It's been fun. And we're excited to get the playoffs kicked off here.
Been a few years since you played Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton, and actually Brody, I think, was a freshman when the last time you played them. So, you know, there's familiarity, though, being in the same conference, I'm sure. So what are your thoughts on them, and what do you know about this group right now?
Yeah, I haven't played them for a while. We're working on breaking game film down. We've seen some of the common opponents, so kind of making those comparisons against those. There's no secret they like to run the ball. That's kind of their primary focus, and we're going to have to make sure that we can slow them down.
Well, you mentioned, you know, obviously slowing the run down. That's always a key point of any game. What are some other things within this against this specific team that you feel is important for your guys?
That we come out focused and start fast. Our guys have been able to do that all year. We'll continue to challenge them to do so. But that comes down from our preparation during the week on understanding the game plan. And then our guys being able to execute. And they do a good job of putting in the time all week on the prep part, on watching game film, executing game plan, and making adjustments as they have all year. I think that's a big thing. All our games, we've been able to come out fast, and that shows from our preparation during the week. So that's going to be a key factor as we move on here.
Dustin Crook again, head coach for Woodbine. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it, and I wish you and your team the best this week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.